producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, hey, welcome to America Tonight. How you doing in all those nooks and crannies? Boy, do we have a lot to talk about, including the USA moving on to, do you believe it? Moving on to the round of 16. Yep, pretty exciting stuff, and a lot of people played hooky today, that's for sure. But I'll tell you what, the Robes weren't playing hooky. Yep, there was a huge Supreme Court, I'll call it showdown in a way. The Constitution actually wins this one finally, and the president loses as the Supremes hand down a decision in the NLRB versus Canning case. And we talked about this a ton. It's that really what I think was the overreach that the president was jumping in on the whole labor deal and trying to just wave away Congress and making an appointment. This goes to what we were talking about before with executive power, or, again, I'll say it, overreach. And I know a lot of you feel the same way because my email box exploded today. Always fun to have on the show Amy Ridenour, chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Amy, thanks for popping on. We appreciate it.
Glad to do it.
So you and I think, in fact, have talked about this. This is an important case for sure because it's the whole thing of separation of powers. So flush this out a little bit and tell us why you think this is such a home run.
Well, there's two reasons why this is a home run. The first one, and by far the most important reason, is that Barack Obama attempted to steal from the legislative branch powers that belong in the Senate, and he did it in violation of both the Constitution and over 200 years of practice. And he did it, and this is key, he did it not because the Senate was out of town and he needed to get some appointees through. He did it because the Senate had no intention of approving his appointees, and like a little dictator, he didn't like it, so he had a little hissy fit, and he appointed them anyway. And the Supreme Court said today, all nine of them said you cannot do that, and that includes even the Obama appointees.
Yeah. Were you surprised by this ruling or no?
I was actually surprised that it was 9-0. I thought it was going to be more like a 7-2 because in the oral arguments, both Justices Kagan and Sotomayor seemed to be sympathetic to the Obama administration's position, but they clearly changed their mind in the interim.
Yeah. So as you see this, I mean, and the justices ruling for Congress, really, in presidential recess appointments moving forward, this would affect that, too, as well. So really, when I said it's a win for the Constitution, it truly is, isn't it?
Oh, it's an absolute win for the Constitution. The president attempted to take power that belongs to the legislative branch. And one of the geniuses of our Constitution is that we have the separation of powers, that each branch of government is a check on the other, and then, again, the states are a check on the federal government. We have these checks and balances to keep us from lurching into tyranny. And this, I mean, it's, on one level, it's a recess appointment. But on the other level, if the president can just say, hey, I don't like the rule, I'm not going to follow it, we're not that far from a dictatorship at that point.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, absolutely. And, you know, in this ruling, does this mean that it would invalidate literally hundreds of decisions by the National Labor Relations Board?
Yes, it does, about 1,400 decisions. However, the board can go over them again and re-vote. There will be some complications because, of course, a decision might have been made that somebody gets subpoenaed, for example, and maybe they didn't turn it all in on time. Well, if that's all gotten rid of, then it doesn't matter they didn't get it in on time, things like that. But that said, the bulk of these decisions, since we still have Obama nominees there, they simply have in the interim gotten approved properly. They will probably make largely the same decision. So we'll see a little bit of change, but not a lot.
Yeah, so it is interesting, as you said, Cordray especially, that's where maybe some of those decisions made by Cordray, who was appointed to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that certainly is something that's being challenged also in a separate lawsuit, and Cordray was named the same day as the three National Labor Relations Board appointments, as you know, which gave the board that full panel for the first time in a year. So it's pretty interesting to see now what will happen afterwards. But as we're saying about the Constitution, and you look at recess appointments, you can forget that. And so this really is a huge decision by the Supreme Court, Amy, and I think I think there's some people that don't realize the impact of this. This is very, very big, isn't it?
It's absolutely big. I believe that if we still have this constitutional republic 200 years from now, we may look back at today and say this was a day when our Constitution was threatened and we turned back the threat. I think it is that important.
Yeah. What do you make now of John Boehner saying that he's going to go forward with this lawsuit against the president over executive orders? In a way, does that kind of help that?
Well, it certainly bodes well for it, because we see that all nine justices do appear to have a concern that the executive branch is going for authority it does not have. So in that sense, yes, it bodes well. I do think, however, that Speaker Boehner needs to remember, and I'm not against his lawsuit, but he needs to remember that his branch of government, the legislative branch, and in particular the House, has specific powers that it can use to send a legal shot, across the bow of the executive branch, and that is the power of the purse. It can simply refuse to pass appropriations for things that this president wants, whether they're things he wants personally, like lots of trips on Air Force One, or programs that he likes a lot, which maybe the Congress isn't too fond of. There's so many choices. That's, I think, where he should really go first, because it's going to take years to go through the courts on the lawsuit he's talking about. But he can block funding fast.
Yeah. Boy, that's true. Hit the purse, absolutely. Hey, one last one. We just have a couple of minutes left. Not surprisingly, from the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, he says President Obama did the right thing when he made these appointments on behalf of American workers. The American workers lose. Since Obama took office, Senate Republicans have done everything possible to deny qualified nominees from receiving a fair up or down vote. What do you think?
Well, you know, first of all, it's ridiculous because they changed the rules in the Senate so that nominees get through more easily. So in that sense, he's just being ridiculous. Secondly, this business of workers, what he's talking about are the labor union, I'll just use the cliche, bosses. The guys that they put at the NLRB have done ridiculous things, like say that a labor union can organize only the women's shoe department on floors 5 and 8, and that's a real case, at a department store. And that way, they can make sure that only those workers they've identified that want a union will actually be there to vote. I mean, it's like they are the handmaiden of the labor union. So, you know, Harry Reid is a politician. He never rises above a politician. You know, he's the leader of the U.S. Senate. Occasionally, he should put his "I'm one of the country's big national leaders" hat on. But he lost it. He's not had it on in years.
Perfect way to end this. Amy Ridenour, Chairman of the National Center for Public Policy Research, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kate.
Coming up next, we're talking about Team USA advancing in World Cup soccer. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great accomplishment. A lot of people didn't think that we'd get out of the group, but we believed in ourselves, and now we're to the knockout stages, and now it's about going as far as you possibly can go and try to do something special.
Germany beats the U.S., but both advanced. That was Clint Dempsey, who has been amazing to watch for Team USA. Our pal, soccer aficionado, I call him, Tom Gulley. Tom, you were watching this today, and boy, do I have a lot of things to talk about with you as far as soccer is concerned. But I have to tell you, man, I was glued to this whole thing. I thought defensively in the first half, the United States was just stellar in some of the things that they did. Second half, I was a little bit worried, but in the end, it all worked out, didn't it?
I sure did. And, of course, you know, you're going to see a game like that from the United States against Germany when the United States knows what the goal differentials are for Ghana and Portugal. They know if they keep the score low and the game close, that even though they lose, they stand a very, very, very good chance of advancing. So I think the U.S. came out, and as you said, the defensive effort was just stellar.
Oh, yeah, it was so fun to watch. What do you think Team USA has to do moving on as they take on Belgium on Tuesday?
Well, I think that prospects are very good for the United States because the United States got second in their group. They have to play the first-place team from another group. And amongst all the first-place teams, Belgium is actually one of, I'm not going to say weaker because they're a very, very good team, but you look at the other group winners, Argentina, the Netherlands, Brazil, Germany. That's a good draw for the United States. So I think going forward, the United States has to be very cognizant of the fact that Belgium is a team of extremely skilled players individually, but they haven't played a good match as a team together cohesively at the World Cup yet.
So that bodes well. Look, at they haven't been cohesive, so that bodes well, obviously, for possibly moving on. Do you, when you look at Jurgen Klinsmann and what he's been able to do, how much credit for what's happened with this team do you give to him?
Well, I'm a huge supporter of Jurgen Klinsmann, so I'm going to obviously give him a lot of credit. But if you look at the things that he did, even in qualifications, you know, he took all the criticism for dropping Landon Donovan and putting people like John Brooks on the team, and then John Brooks scores the game winner against Ghana. He made several key moves against Portugal. And I will say one thing that Jurgen Klinsmann didn't really jump on the bandwagon of criticizing Jeff Cameron for the mistakes against Portugal, but you didn't see his name in the starting lineup against against Germany. And that's the kind of coach Jurgen Klinsmann is. You see him on television, he's kind of this happy German toy maker, and everything is very positive, and we're going to do what it takes. But as a coach, he is a hardcore, this is what we expect, and he really speaks more with, you know, how he puts players on the field than he does to the press.
Yeah. Who to you has been, if you had to pick out the two most impressive players on this team so far, who would it be?
Well, I think you always have to start with Clint Dempsey if you're talking about the United States. He does such almost a quiet job, which is strange because he scores such huge goals, but he's such a workman that you almost don't notice him sometimes. But I would say the guy that I've been most impressed with at this World Cup has been Jermaine Jones. He has just been a beast in the midfield, and the goal that he scored against Portugal, I think, is one of the best goals that's been scored at the World Cup.
Yeah, boy, I agree. I like to see his locks, his dreadlocks fly through the air, and just he's just amazing. I don't want to say bend it like Beckham, but something like that when I'm watching him. He is pretty incredible, absolutely. So I would agree with you. I would say those two players as well. When we look at the rest of the field, the rest of the groups, and now the knockout rounds, you know, going into this, we know who some of the superstars certainly are in the world of soccer. But outside of that, what other teams do you give a chance to maybe sneak through there?
That's a tough one because the way that the groupings are done, four real major South American powerhouses are going to meet in the first round of the knockout stages, Brazil and Chile and Colombia and Uruguay. Colombia is a team that's just really performed well at the World Cup. And if they win, they're going to have to face, host nation Brazil. I might mention one thing, which is that the United States qualification group, CONCACAF it's called, is kind of looked down upon by some of the other qualification regions like Europe and South America. But the United States and Costa Rica and Mexico, all from CONCACAF, have all made it to the knockout round. So CONCACAF has really made a lot of noise at the World Cup.
Yeah. Do you think now that, and I think this has already happened, and maybe it's because cousins and nephews, I see how much they embrace soccer and know about soccer. But do you think some of the perceptions about U.S. soccer in general are changing because of this World Cup?
I think the perceptions are changing, and I think it's because of the bubbling up of all the youth soccer. I think people get drawn in when their kids play, and then every 4 years we get to take the temperature of the U.S. soccer devotion. And it just seems to ramp up every time. I've been kind of blown away by how fast the YouTube videos of people reacting to goals have come up and how, you know, just your average person seems to say, you know what, I'm not a huge soccer fan, but if the United States is involved, I'm going to watch it. And luckily, you know, the games have been exciting, so people are just getting drawn into World Cup fever, I think.
Yeah. Do you think also, too, in watching this, you pick up things you don't know if you don't know soccer real well? And I think other people are starting to pick that up. I had somebody say to me today, and I thought, I'm gonna let Tom attack this question. How do they decide? I get the goals and how it's a little more complicated, and as you were talking about Ghana and Portugal and how that worked to the U.S. favor. But at the end, when they slap on more time, talk about why that's important and what that means.
Oh, you're talking about the added time at the end of each half?
Yep.
Okay, during a soccer match, when the ball goes out of bounds or a player is injured, the referee keeps the time. There's not a scorekeeper in a press box or anything. The referee, in his hand, keeps the actual running time of the game. And as you know, there are no timeouts. So he adds up all of the little stoppages of the ball being returned and players being injured and all that sort of stuff, and then adds that on to the end of the match so that teams can't get away with wasting time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I said. I said, too bad they can't do that in tennis to, like, Maria Sharapova, who I think is a great player, but she always turns her back, waves her ponytail, bounces the ball a few times. Oh, if they could just add a few games to the opponent, what a difference that would make. Is this one of the more exciting World Cups you've seen? Because you've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is because of the scoring. A lot of the matches have had, important goals right at the end. I think we're seeing people like Lionel Messi finally have a good World Cup, and that guy seems to be able to score whenever he needs to. The Netherlands is playing some really good offensive soccer. So, yeah, I think it is. And I think it's going to be more so because this last stage of games might have been a little more boring than the first two rounds of the group stage, but that's because teams were playing for a result. They knew if we tie, we go through, or if we don't allow a lot of goals, we go through. This next knockout stage, people are going to win. They know we have to win the game. So we'll see what happens. If the U.S. were to beat Belgium, they would have to face either Switzerland or Argentina.
Oh.
So things don't get any easier for a World Cup soccer team.
Yeah, all right. 30 seconds left. What do you think? Your prediction for Team USA?
I, at the start of the World Cup, predicted both of these teams to be in the exact spot that they're in, and I predicted Belgium to win, but that was before seeing the teams play. I am going to predict the U.S. in a 1-0 or 2-1 win.
Wow. I love it. Tom Gulley, thank you so much. It was fun having you on the show again. We'll talk more soccer with you down the road here.
Thank you so much, Kate. Go USA.
All right. I agree. Go USA. It was fun to watch today. I almost thought I was going to find myself going somewhere because I wanted to kind of be in the crowd. But I decided, nah, you know, I like to really listen. I thought if it was too loud, I wouldn't get a chance to listen and see what happened in between. So it was a great effort. And as Tom and I both said at the beginning, defensively, that's where you really saw the U.S. rise to the occasion, especially the Germans. The Germans are such a tough team, and the history of soccer in that country. And for the U.S. to come away the way they did, they should be really proud. Let's see what happens now in the round of 16, Belgium, 4 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday. Back on the flip side with Odds and Ends.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Sail through a couple of things here on odds and ends. There's so much going on that we have just barely scratched the surface, my friends. So starting at the top of the big Supreme Court ruling, huge. And we wanted to emphasize that the rippling effects for future presidents, too, by the way, and the Constitution in general, truly the winner for everybody who believes the Constitution is constantly being attacked, challenged, and thrashed. This was a big win in that direction. And Team USA, a lot of people who were normally working decided they were going to watch Team USA come to the brink of perhaps elimination, but it didn't happen. They go to the round of 16, played pretty well in that 1-0 loss to Germany. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. Hey, how about a wonderful Aussie making the fifth round draft to the Utah Jazz?
Yeah, actually, pretty solid point guard. Dante Exum is the guy that you're talking about. I call him the X Factor. Somebody told me about him in a preview I did to the draft, and that's a high choice. And that, so that's big for him to be picked there, and probably the right place for him to go to. His wingspan is incredible.
Yeah, and the local media have already picked up the X Factor tagline as well. But they're already saying that he's likely to do far greater things than the previous Australian NBA star Luke Longley did. But you know, congratulations to the USA for making it to the next round in the soccer too. Australia had a brutal draw.
They did. They did. Okay. They were out before they got started. There's no question. Are you a big footballer? Do you watch soccer?
Look, I don't watch soccer. Quite frankly, if I wanted to watch somebody struggle to score for 90 minutes, I'd take Nathan out to a bar.
But I'm bump. I hope Nathan wasn't listening.
Oh, no. We'll get it.
There you go, Nathan. That's for the nude rugby chat last week.
Got you, buddy.
That was brilliant. You got to love that.
I'm not a big hoops fan. I never have been. And for a long time with professional Australian baseball, basketball, we got a lot of the NBA rejects, like Dennis Rodman's brother and so on, where like 90% of the Premier League for basketball in Australia were American. You know, there was no avenue for Australian talent to really rise up. Thankfully now, that is now starting to change with Dante Exum, you know, making that next big step. And there are more Australians in top positions when it comes to Australian basketball.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What did you think of the Supreme Court ruling today? That was big.
Well, I think they didn't go far enough. You know, they've ruled that Barack Obama committed a crime. Why did they not then follow that through with the recommendation that he should be charged for the crime that he broke? Not just overturn the appointment. I mean, you know, that's a bit like catching a shoplifter and making them give back the item and then not charging them for it.
I think that you and Dan need to hook up. You need to be on the mission to impeach, because both of you are dogged in that. I still think it's a huge win. He is not coming down. He is not getting impeached. They're not going to slap him with criminal charges. But for the Constitution, it's a very big win. So that doesn't happen again. So you don't have these crazy, ridiculous recess appointments. Because I really don't think they should make the recess appointments, particularly when they're for something as big as the National Labor Relations Board. That's part of the problem.
Well, yeah, but the fact is, the reason why politicians, and look, they're guilty of this on both sides of the political aisle, you know, when we do not prosecute them for breaking these crimes, the next generation believe that they have it within their power to go ahead and break them as well. It doesn't solve the problem. And somebody, you know, will say, well, you know, because previous people haven't done it, you know, we need to hold these people accountable for the decisions that they make. And when the decisions are wrong, there should be punishments for that.
Well, I would agree with you in some cases, but I think in this case, because they can go back and say, well, listen, it was aggressive overreach. It's happened with other presidents, which, by the way, it has. Bush, Clinton, all the way down the line, they've made recess appointments. So then you'd have to go through and look at every single one of those recess appointments. But we're going to agree to disagree on that. But I think it was great. I think it was still a huge win. Huge.
The big difference was the other ones were recess appointments, not the president saying, well, I'm not going to get these guys passed, so I'll declare it a recess just to get the job done. You know, that was where he really did overstep the mark and tried to usurp power from, you know, the Congress, who were there to be the safety valve to stop dictators from pulling this sort of stuff. So, you know, that's where the crime is and where he should be punished for it.
Yeah, it's not happening. Not happening. It's kind of like you getting interested in hoops since you told us. Not a chance. Not a chance of that happening, no matter what we do with you, no matter what game we take you to, even if we take you to Madison Square Garden. Jack, thank you so much. You know, it's interesting. He got a good one, and he got a good shot to Nathan, by the way. And talking about the fact that Australia has this superstar in the waiting, which I think he will be a superstar in the NBA. We'll see. But he has an incredible wingspan, as I mentioned to Jack there. Since we went down the road of sports for a second, this is worth mentioning because it's a crossover topic. Concussions in the NFL. This is a huge ruling. The NFL agreed Wednesday to remove a $675 million cap on any kind of damages from thousands of concussion-related claims after a judge questioned whether there would be enough money to cover as many as 20,000 retired players. So they revised the settlement in a federal court in Philadelphia. What happens now, it eliminates the provision that actually left anyone out who got concussion damages from the NFL from suing for the NCAA or another amateur football league. And now, because of the worry about the money, now they're saying it doesn't matter the money. You don't have to worry about the money. The money's there, so it's unlimited if they can prove. I mean, they were injured, and that's what the deal is. There's no cap on it, so the cap's, you know, removed. But even with the cap removed, some people still feel that the NFL won't spend that much money, you know, maybe no more than the $675 million on damage claims by the ex-player. So it depends. Let's see if they accept the terms. Let's see what happens from there. And it's very sad when you think of Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's, some of the things that these football players have had happen to them, and what's happened to their mind, and Junior Seau, the depression that he suffered through, and ultimately taking his life. Some terrible things have happened, but that's the game of football. Football, and I'm not saying that lightly. I think it's horrible with the concussions, and I think when these players get these concussions, they got to really think about their life versus playing the game they love versus how much time do they have left? Because you see some of the superstars that have come down with some terrible things and are having all kinds of problems and dealing with everyday life. And it's really sad. One of the plaintiffs is a guy who I talked to several times. His name is Kevin Turner. He played for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Patriots, and now he's got ALS. And it's who he leaves behind and who in his life has to deal with it that makes it just so incredibly tough for those families to deal with. And everybody wants to see their football, but boy, you think of what happens. It's like amazing speed. It's like two freight trains sometimes when players smash on the line. I never really understood that until I was on the sidelines of a bunch of professional games. And once I saw that, boy, I looked at the game a whole lot differently because of how hard those hits were off the line. All right, speaking of hard hits, Arizona is sick of it. They're tired of the hard hits because of this immigration stuff. And Arizona's not alone. There are others as well. Texas upset about what's happening there and now trying to figure out what are we going to do with all these kids. We have one solution, but then we have to come up with another solution. And this isn't going away anytime soon, as we've talked about this whole dream idea. But the Arizona Attorney General, a guy named Tom Horn, has got smoke coming out of his head, I swear. He's waiting for a response to the cease and desist letter he wrote to the administration demanding that they stop sending illegal immigrants to Arizona, that they stop doing that. Because it's adults are being sent to the state already, along with all of these minors. They were sent from Texas to the desert, a different desert, Arizona. They were bused to a bus station, and then they were left there with summonses to appear in court in 15 days. Which, you think they're appearing in court in 15 days? So, in a sense, the government acted as coyotes by dumping them where they dumped them. And then it became a burden for Arizona, which, of course, Republican Governor Jan Brewer has had enough over this, but they still haven't heard anything yet. Stay with us. More to come.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Our message absolutely is, don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that. So that is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders. If they do make it, they'll get sent back. More importantly, they may not make it.
Well, guess what? The lack of enforcement is killing the kids at the border. That's exactly what's happened. There's the Prez saying, don't do it, they won't make it. But it's too late for that, Mr. President. Once you put the ads in the paper and said, come, 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 that's exactly what happened. And 90% at least, I think the number's higher, of illegals are skipping their court appearances, so that's not happening. The problem that I just talked about in Arizona, forget about it. Forget about it. And what's happening with the border agents is ridiculous, because now they're caught in the middle of this game. And when I say they're caught in the middle, before it was cat and mouse, round up some illegals, process them, send them back, do it over again, and do it over again, and do it over again. Now what's happening is they're spending a big chunk of their time doing things like preparing food, going to grocery stores, taking kids to the shower, showing them where to go, coming up with video games, trying to entertain them, trying to do something because they're stuck with this problem. And you know what they've called it? A place where I lived, I was a stone's throw away from the University of Texas at El Paso, and they're calling this, and they did this study, they're calling it the Unaccompanied Alien Children Project. So it's being funded, the research was funded by the Department of Homeland Security and the university, right? And they show that because, and nobody's paying attention to it. We've paid attention to what's happening there, but not a lot of people aren't paying close attention and weren't in the beginning when we were talking about this here on America Tonight, knowing that, okay, so you come up with this, how are you implementing this? How is this going to be implemented? And the fact is they didn't have a way to implement it. And this is why they're stuck doing what they're doing now, caring, feeding, clothing, a lot of these kids that come over. That's the life of the Border Patrol agent now at this point, because they have to process them. And if they're not moved to a long-term Department of Homeland Security facility, or are they with a foster family, or are they with a relative in the U.S., it's the Border Patrol agent that has to pick up the slack to get them to where it is they have to go, because what are they going to do? And one of the worst places is Fort Brown Station in Brownsville, Texas, because they've got to be able to get them through as fast as they can. And they have agents that are specifically assigned the duties that I set, because there's so many that you're talking about. And then they've got to, and they call them UACs for short. They have to make sure that they get to the shelters, get processed, get on the buses, all of that stuff, and have their documentation or what they have as documentation. And it's, boy, it's just crazy. It's crazy because it's out of control chaos that they're trying to manage, because that's what you got to do now. I mean, we're stuck with it. You got to manage it. What are you going to do? And the Border Patrol agents have to figure out a way to do it. And so this is what they have to do. Figure it out. What is it that we need to have happen to make this process go a little bit smoother? It's like doom from the beginning. And how many drug lords or cartel members, how many gang people, how many would-be terrorists ready to lie in wait are crossing over the border? Because they're not going to get spotted anyway. The Border Patrol is on nanny duty. And if they have to do that, they're not. How are they going to catch all these people? How are they going to do that? Nasty. It's nasty. And then it also comes down to the money and processing and how much money it's costing and all of that in between. And these Border Patrol agents that can't do the things that they normally do, the job training has just gone kaput, and they got to figure out a way to turn off the spigot. And that's why the president said what he said, but that's not going to do anything. Saying that in front of some microphones, please do not, you know, stay in Central America, in Honduras, one of the worst places on earth to live, and do not come to the United States. I don't think so. If you have an opinion, I know you do, because you're all sharing it with me, flip it to me at americatonight.net. And just to let you know how I roll here on America Tonight? I got the welcome mat out 24/7, right? I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, tired of all the politics, a millennial, or you can consider yourself a cousin to Methuselah. You are welcome to comment on this show. I want to hear your two cents. So keep these digits handy, 855-266-5283 or americatonight.net. That's why we always have a full mailbag. Got to throw this in quickly because we talked about it as a follow-up. Remember the guy in Georgia and the little boy who died sweltering in an SUV. His father went to work at the corporate offices of Home Depot. Well, now they're finding some more disturbing things about the father whose son died in the car, because a lot of people were trying to raise money for Justin Ross Harris, saying that it was unfair, it was accidental, he thought he had gone to daycare, he was just out of his mind, crazy and not thinking straight because he had to get to work, or whatever excuse they were giving for Justin Ross Harris, who was charged with murder and second-degree child cruelty. Well, the thing is now they're investigating. And one of the things that's been leaked out, if it's true or not, is at lunchtime he did go to the car. So he stopped for breakfast at a fast food restaurant. He strapped his son into the rear-facing child restraint seat on the back seat of the SUV. Went to the corporate offices of Home Depot. He's a web designer guy. Comes out at lunchtime to do something quickly for a minute or two at the car, the driver's side door, put something inside, then left work after 4 o'clock. This guy's 33, right? Gets in his car, drives away, stops the car at a shopping center, gets hysterical, tries to perform CPR. People are very, very sad for him. He was inconsolable. The cops were trying to pull him away from the little boy. And it also turns out, as supposedly has been leaked out, they're looking at his computer, and one of the things that he had been looking up, supposedly, on the computer was, how long does it take for an animal to die in a hot car? Yeah, that's got to make you really feel sad for this guy, right? I don't think so. He is in jail without bond at this point. He's got an appearance that's scheduled for July 3rd. He's pleaded not guilty to charges of murder and the second-degree child cruelty that I told you about. And we know kids can die from heat strokes in cars. We know there have been some truly awful stories that have happened in the past, and sadly, I don't think this is going to be the last one of those. What about the wife is what I was thinking. Her name is Leanne. She's not talking about anything about the case. The death of the little boy, they say, is consistent with hypothermia. And the manner of the death is homicide, according to the medical examiner in Cobb County, which is in Atlanta. Temperatures hit about 92 degrees when Cooper was in the car. He's going to have a funeral in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, over the weekend, and a lot of people have asked if they can go, if they would make that open to the public. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.